This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. For many, dance symbolizes a freedom of movement and expression. But what if your mobility is limited? Dancer Elise Patterson founded Abilities Dance Boston, a nonprofit challenging the way we perceive dance and disability. WBUR's Ariel Gray profiles Patterson for the Artery 25, our series this week highlighting millennials of color impacting Boston's arts and culture scene.
At her Brookline apartment, Elise Patterson delicately lifts a leg in the air, using a walker draped in bright fabric for balance. Her right arm unfurls into a graceful arch above her head, and then she spins from the walker to a wheelchair and back. She's dancing a piece from her solo, Trimodal. She incorporates what she calls the Wakanda Walker and a motorized wheelchair called Firebird into her dance routine.
And it has a lot of red colors or themes, and just celebrating being Black and being disabled, and also just elevating and making mobility aids beautiful.
After a few minutes, she takes a break and sits beside me in her living room. I notice the tattoo emblazoned across her forearm. It says Abilities, with a walker serving as the A. Above it, a date.
So the date is when my body started to change about first started to change about almost 9 years ago now, and that I had a spinal surgery that really affected the way I move and relearning how to dance and reintegrate into my body.
Patterson has danced since she was 4 years old, but after that spinal surgery in 2010, her mobility became limited, and she found herself having to retrain her body. She'd always loved dance, and she didn't want to let it go. So she learned how to do it with a walker and at times a wheelchair.
Even when my body started to change and I felt like I couldn't, I still found my way back to it and just kept moving forward.
Soon, Patterson felt compelled to share dance with everyone, including people who rely on mobility aids. She founded Abilities Dance Boston, an inclusive company focused on bringing accessibility into the dance world.
Since a lot of the disability work is pretty white, and so focusing on the people of color, but not just that, but trans people of color and queer people of color with disabilities and all of these intersections that make people who they are.
Patterson makes sure to spotlight diverse bodies by putting them front and center in the company's performances.
I think dance companies can end up all be looking for the same type of dancer, like perfect technique and fitting like the mold of your perfect ballerina.
That's dancer Lauren Sava. She's been involved with Abilities Dance since 2017, and in 2 years, she's gone from dancing to choreographing for the company. For her, Abilities Dance offers a more nuanced approach to dance and movement.
I think that what Elise is looking for is much more like well-rounded, and it makes it much more of a dynamic company because you have people representing all different backgrounds and abilities.
Before receiving a grant from the Boston and Bar Foundations, Patterson found that outdated attitudes about disability were a barrier to getting funding for Abilities Dance. She says she's felt pressure to perform or emphasize her disability.
Last year and this year, too, finding out that we had been rejected from a number of grants from a number of different organizations because reasons around I didn't look like I had a disability, or I danced too well to have a disability, or I didn't say how dance was a challenge for me, et cetera, et cetera.
According to a 2017 Citi report, 12% of Boston's population lives with a disability, yet resources remain systemically inaccessible.
Someone shouldn't have to request CART on an event ticket. It should just already be there, or an ASL interpreter, or Braille programs, or anything and everything.
Back in her living room, Patterson tells me creating space to challenge antiquated attitudes about disabilities is her driving force.
Just keep on keeping on and promoting that mission, and others see the value in that, then hopefully we won't be the only one.
As Patterson swirls across the hardwood floor, I'm reminded that human variation is the norm, not the exception. She hopes her dance practice shows the wide spectrum of beauty and movement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.